You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Doug Robinson, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Power. Mr. Robinson is responsible for establishing the vision, strategy, and overall direction of the company. He has more than 12 years of experience building, leading, inspiring, and motivating teams. Under his leadership, Legacy Power has quickly become one of the largest privately held residential solar sales companies in the U.S. In his free time, he enjoys sports, the outdoors, and spending time with his family and friends. Mr. Robinson, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, great to be with you, Eric. Appreciate you having me today.
Hey, you're most welcome, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So tell us, for starters, what is Legacy Power, and what does the company do to kick things off today?
Yeah, Legacy Power is a direct sales engine. We market our product, which is residential solar at the time. We focus that product through a variety of different channels and provide, you know, residential solar to customers at low to no upfront cost. So that's what we're focused on doing. We do that through a couple of channels. We do that through a direct sales engine. We do that through digital marketing, online marketing, a call center, and also retail presence.
And Mr. Robinson, what would you say differentiates Legacy Power from other companies like yours in the industry?
Yeah, the key differentiators between Legacy and others in the industry, number one is the technology that we've developed. When we started the business, we knew from Jim Collins' book, Good to Great, he talks in there about technology accelerators and how good companies became great. One of the key important things was to have technology. So we've really focused some sales enablement and coaching tools to help our salespeople be more efficient and to help customers drive forward and, you know, get solar at low to no upfront cost with, you know, really focusing in a very simple way. The second thing would be our culture. Focusing our culture on our culture, one of the things that we've been able to do was make sure that we focus on becoming the best version of yourself. And I really believe if you focus just on money and success, you never really achieve it. Those people seem to constantly be searching for it versus those who focus on becoming really are the people that become successful and can hit their revenue targets and goals and everything else. So it's a focus on become here as part of our culture.
Great points there. Thanks for sharing. Now, what is the market for solar energy? Help us to understand that better.
Yeah, the market for solar energy is absolutely massive. Every single individual out there utilizes energy in some capacity. It's a core part of everybody's daily needs. And when you think about, you know, the last 150 years, there's really not been much innovation. We burn natural resources. We send that energy sometimes thousands of miles where it's consumed on the other end. And you think about that archaic process versus sun shining on a panel, generating energy and consuming it, you know, 8 feet off of the rooftop in the home. That to me is so much more scalable, so much more affordable, so much more clean, and the way of the future for providing energy. And, you know, right now we're only at about 2% market penetration of qualified homes that could have residential solar. And so I believe our best years are ahead of us as we disrupt the utilities.
And I believe you are totally correct in all regards there. Now, what questions should consumers looking to go solar ask before making the move over to solar?
That's a great question. As with any new and emerging market, there can be many entrants into the space as they try to capture market share. And one of the most important things is to go with a trustworthy, reputable provider, somebody who puts great quality products on your rooftop, make sure there's a good workmanship warranty on you know, the workmanship and what they've put on the rooftop. make sure that you've got good national scale, and do your homework. You know, one of the things we measure constantly is our NPS score, our Net Promoter Score, which is, are the customers willing to refer their family and friends? And as we've taken surveys in our business, we've found that, you know, we get a Net Promoter Score of above 70, which is, you know, near market industry leaders like Southwest Airlines and Zappos, et cetera. And so make sure that the company is going to take great care of you for the entire, you know, 20 to 25 years that those solar panels continue to operate.
And sticking with the solar industry, what new solar technology should consumers be aware of?
Yeah, so our infrastructure, as you think about the way that the grid works, you know, the grid will need $1 trillion of investment over the next 10 to 20 years. As you think about, you know, this archaic infrastructure and what's happening. And I believe that consumers want more energy independence. I really do. As I talk to homeowners, you know, in the Northeast that deal with, you know, maybe it's hurricanes or in Florida or in Houston recently, you know, you think about these people that go without energy and you know, what that does to their family. They want more energy independence. So if there is a problem, they've got a reliable energy source. And I believe that solar coupled with batteries is a solution there in a major way. And I believe over the next few years, you will see battery technology continue to come down substantially in cost. You'll see much higher adoption. And I think you'll see in many markets, solar plus a battery is what's offered in that market, not separated. That's just the package that homeowners go with.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Doug Robinson, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Power, that has quickly become one of the largest privately held residential solar sales companies in the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Robinson, you started small. What has been the biggest contributor to the company's success and growth so far?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. The biggest contributor to our growth, without question, is finding great people. You know, you can't build a business on your own. You've got to find people that will believe in the vision, the direction, and making sure that we found great people and then helping to develop those people. You know, what processes and programs and technologies and things do you put in place to help your people be successful as well? But, you know, finding great people has been a key contributor. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I believe that in today's day and age, it's difficult to understand all the technologies you're going to need to run your business and to anticipate that up front. And so making sure that you have the appropriate technologies in your business that can drive efficiency, that can drive scale, that can help interdepartment collaboration and communication, you know, all of those things are critical. And I think we've done a fairly good job of those things as we've, you know, grown to be one of the largest providers of residential solar in the United States.
As far as business growth is concerned, now you developed a number of partnerships. How do those partnerships benefit Legacy Power and your customers as well?
Partnerships are critical in business. You know, partnerships, I really think about it as human connection. It's connecting human beings together. I believe my employees are my partners. I believe my banking relationships are my partners. Our vendors are our partners. I believe our world, you know, our friends are our partners. And I think as you approach things that way in a true win-win partnership, you know, ideal, as you approach business that way, I've found you can really accelerate the growth of your business.
It sounds like you got a great vision there with the use of partnerships and certainly working for you. Good stuff there. Tell us, what specific energy or solar problems do you solve? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so a lot of the energy problems that we solve, when a customer thinks about going solar or they think about where they're getting their energy from, there are many people out there that are concerned about the environment. There are many people that are concerned about what's happening to our environment. Many people worried about global warming or worried about air quality, for example, and pollution. And as consumers become more aware of those types of things, they'll start to understand that the way that we consume and where we get our energy from really matters, and that each individual can make a difference to those issues that we all, you know, have. And so I think that's very important to understand. And then the second part, as I mentioned earlier, with battery technology, really that energy independence. And when or if there's a problem or a challenge regarding you know, the utility or the infrastructure or a brownout that might happen from one market to another, the ability to really store that energy on site and utilize that in the way that you need at your home in the event of emergency, I believe, my goodness, that's what so many Americans want and need. They just don't know how to get it, if they can afford it, or how it works. And that's what Legacy Power can provide them with.
Well, Mr. Robinson, it certainly has been great to have had you. A lot of good information here, and you've done very well, and your vision is right on target and makes for a good, successful foundation as well. Lastly, how do you offer solar at little to no upfront cost to the consumer as we conclude today?
Yeah, you know, as customers think about solar, so many of them think about solar, oh, yeah, that would be cool. I just can't afford it. Or, yeah, that's going to be really expensive. There's no way that I can afford it. But when you think about a vehicle, if you just think of the cost of a vehicle and purchasing a vehicle, it may feel that way to them as well. But when people break it down, they look at their financing options. You know, you can lease a vehicle, you can finance a vehicle, or you could pay cash for a vehicle. There's varying financing instruments that exist. And here at Legacy Power, we can provide customers with all of the optionality that they need to go solar with little to no upfront cost through these financing mechanisms. And that's one of the things that's really helped separate us from the pack is offering multiple different financing options to the customers to make it affordable, within each family's budget.
Well, we here at EPN certainly wish you continued success and really outstanding to have had you and a great report as well, introducing Legacy Power to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details on Legacy Power online and be in contact as needed?
Yeah, if people have more questions about Legacy Power, they can go onto our website, www.lgcypower.com. They can take a look there, and there's other places out there, solarproviders.org, that they can go and search for, you know, the appropriate partner for them in going solar. And I believe as they do so, they'll find Legacy Power a great fit for them to put rooftop solar on their home and help create a cleaner environment for themselves and for their families.
Again, it has been more than a pleasure to have had you. All the success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And thanks for the time. I appreciate what you do and for your podcast.
We've been speaking with Mr. Doug Robinson, the co-founder and CEO of Legacy Power, that has quickly become one of the largest privately held residential solar sales companies within the U.S. And for further details, visit lgcypower.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location, as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.